Drop the bass, increase the treble. That's what you need to do when you're speaking. This morning's scripture is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fail, and you will receive a rich welcome to the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. And we ask this morning that the Holy Spirit adds to our understanding as we think on these things. Dearly loved of God, you are being asked this morning to make your calling and election sure. I remember reading this verse approximately 35 years ago, and I was confused by it, perhaps because I had just lost a local political by-election in Queensborough. And after that experience, the word election was something to be avoided at all costs. But praise be to God for my Heavenly Father, because I heard his call to become a Christian Sunday school teacher. And the rest, as they say, is history. For although I was unequipped to go and teach children, they taught me. There's an old adage, if you want to learn something, teach it. And it's so true. I heard God's call for me to show the love of God to Jesus Christ, and I've been blessed by that call ever since. But let's return to what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you today. Therefore, my brothers, and it always means and sisters, girls, can't get away with it. Be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. The first question that has to be asked is, who is calling us? Without a doubt, it's our Heavenly Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because only God Almighty is able to communicate his holy presence to all people at all times throughout all eternity. Amen? Wow. What an awesome thought. What an awesome thought. The Holy God of Scripture has a calling for your life. Yes, your life. Even plain old you. Amen? Is anyone brave enough to say amen? Yes, some did. But it's just about now that we'll start thinking of the scripture that will give us some momentary reprieve from God's calling on our ordinary lives today. This is a bit too echoey still, I think. Let's just take it out. Try that. Oh, that's better. Perhaps we'll recall the scripture from Ephesians 4, verse 11, which says, some are called to be apostles, some prophets and evangelists or pastors, to prepare God's people for works of service. Perhaps that's an honorable escape clause, because some are called to be pastors and apostles and even pastors, but not me. Surely not me. So that lets me out for now, because I'm none of the above, you may say. But read on, dearly loved of God. Read on to, they're called to prepare God's people for works of service. Oopsie, that's getting a bit all embracing, isn't it? To call God's people for works of service. But we reply, but can't you see how old I am? Shoba. Can't you see how shy I am? How unprepared I am? Dearly loved of God, you have, in fact, already got the powerful answer in your own words of doubt. For at the end of each perceived self-doubt, you said, I am. You said the name God chose when even Moses doubted his ability to carry out God's calling, to go to Pharaoh and to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. God spoke to Moses as he speaks to us today. God knows all of our shortcomings, but he is with you, he is with us. And so when we say, I am not worthy, God says, I am worthy. This is the powerful truth to understand. When we read scripture in Genesis 1, verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our own image. And so God created each and every one of us uniquely in time and space and gave us his spiritual DNA. But also, because he's pure love, he gave us the freedom of choice for us to nurture and use his spiritual DNA or not to. To answer his call or not to. To help reap his heavenly harvest for the workers of you. And the need is plenty. Dearly loved of God, only you can fulfill God's blessed purpose within your life at this time and in this place. So far, we've answered the question, who is calling us? And we've answered the question, who is God calling? But what about why? Why now? Why now, Lord? Why me and why now? Our Lord Jesus in prayer will answer you when you take it to him in prayer. But when I asked Jesus the question many years ago, he took my mind back to a movie called Zulu. The Lord's got a sense of humor with me because he knows, you know, I need comic books and movies and stuff, you know. It's not easy. And in that film, all those years ago, I don't know, 30 years ago, there was this film about the Zulu nation, and I watched it in the UK. And there's a line spoken by an experienced sergeant. Dave, I think he may be in the moths now. Experienced sergeant. When he was asked by a young frightened soldier, as 4,000 Zulu warriors attacked at the Battle of Rorke's Drift, the young soldier cried out, why us, Sarge? Why us? And the sergeant looked at him in the way only a sergeant in those days could and would look at a young soldier. He said, because we're here, lad. Because we're here. And today he'd say, because we're here, lass. Because we're here. Why us? Why you? Why now? Because you're here, lass. Because you're here. And that old battle sergeant gave us the message for today. Why is God Almighty calling you to join the army of the Lord and Savior today? Because you're here. Because you're here. Just in case there's anyone here today who doubts that our Heavenly Father is not or will not call them to join him in reaching out to all who are lost souls and who need the love of Christ through Jesus, I want to share a story with you about Maureen. Maureen came to the Beach Mission Church on the beachfront. I'm going to speak truthfully about Maureen. She's not here today, but if she was, I would still say the same things. She was built like a prop forward. She was a prison warder in the prison service. And I wouldn't want to take her on in a fight. She unfortunately had been injured on duty. A big iron door slammed into her back, and she was declared IOD, injured on duty. And so she was boarded, had a pension. She was a single mom with a young teenage girl who wanted to come to Sunday school and came. So occasionally Maureen would come to church, and occasionally she wouldn't. But in my duty as a pastor, I decided to go and visit at home and talk to her. And she told me the story of her life. And I could understand why she looked grim. She looked tough, and she was. But then a miracle happened. There were some angels from Presbyterian Church Westville, led by Zilla Stever, who came and offered to teach quilting and banner making, Christian banners and Christian quilting. And Maureen decided on that afternoon she wouldn't sit in the pub that she normally sat in, and she would come along. She became and is one of the most incredible, delicate stitchers you've ever imagined. Not only that, she could interpret the word of God, and we would give her a scripture, and she would interpret that scripture in a banner. And we had banners all over our dirty, filthy Point Road church. This is one such banner that was sewn by Maureen. Can you see it? And there's something very special for Lillian and I, because she asked people for scraps of material. And she said, I need something for Jesus' white robe. And Lillian said, I've got my old wedding dress. It's 25 years old. And our daughters have grown up and didn't need it, didn't want it. So here it is. Amen. Woohoo! If you do not know that God is here today, then you'll never know. There's no such thing as coincidences, dear friend. There's God instances. And this is one of them. This beautiful, beautiful soul of a woman transformed before our eyes. Now, you know I exaggerate. Ask Lillian. She's a Scot. She's thrifty with words. And with everything else, I might add. Ask her. Maureen's face, I used to describe, she looked like a bulldog that had been stung by a bee. It changed. Her countenance changed, unbelievably so. She went on to start teaching all of the other women as her calling. And she found her calling. She changed. Now, the ladies who used to come to our Beach Mission Church, I'm not going to describe all their professions, but they weren't the sort of people that you would normally think would sew banners with the Word of God. Maureen ended up getting a job in a shop in Shocker Marine World. I think it was a gift shop, Lillian, a curio shop. And that's what she did. She was a changed person. Now that is just to make it real for you. Because sometimes when we're in scripture and talking, it sounds like somebody else, somebody different from you. Hey, you gotta believe it. God loves even you. Because he loves even me. I had Eric praying for me in the service this morning in the prayer room. And I give thanks for Eric because he's the most forthright man I know. When I go over the top, I know Eric's the guy that's likely to tell me. And I give thanks for that. And I loved his prayer this morning. It's real. It's here. It's now. Silence is lovely, isn't it? Have we clearly heard God's calling upon our lives this morning? If we have, are we willing to respond to this calling by making our election sure? What does that mean? For years, I didn't know. I really didn't. It was odd. What does it mean, making your election sure? It means we have been elected, we have been selected, and we have been called by Jesus to hear and accept his calling upon our lives. You're not here by accident, friends. This is not an accident waiting to happen. You have been called, and you responded in your own way. Knowing that whilst we are not good enough, he is good enough. And when we accept Jesus Christ in our lives through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we will experience the transformation that will change us from saying, I am not worthy, to saying, I'm believing, I am worthy through the Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Jesus has made us all who have accepted him as their Lord and Savior worthy. And so, dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, it's time to make your God-given calling and election sure by saying, here I am, Lord, and I am available. Call me. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray with the help of your Holy Spirit and in the saving grace of Jesus Christ that we will hear your call upon our lives in this time and in this place of our lives. And all God's people said, Amen. And all God's people said, Amen. And all God's people said, Amen, Amen, Amen. The worship team is going to move into our last song.